The Nooksack tribe in northwestern Washington is on the path to having a legal government again. The tribe had a council election over the weekend, more than 2 years after it was scheduled to take place. The results could have a big impact on the tribe's ongoing fight over disenrollment. KUOW's Emily Fox has been following this story, and she told me about what was happening back in March 2016 when the Nooksack's election was originally set to take place.
The tribal council was working towards kicking a family of about 300 people out. They call themselves the 306. 306 members were up for disenrollment, meaning they were being kicked out of the tribe. And this is a tribe about 2,000 people. So we're talking about 15% of the tribe they're trying to kick out. And so when you're disenrolled, not only does that impact your identity, but it'll also impact your financial benefits that you have through the tribe. So not only was the tribe supposed to hold an election, they were also trying to kick a big extended family out of the tribe.
So a lot going on a couple of years ago. And why did the tribe want to kick this extended family, this group of people out, the 306?
So the tribe said the family didn't have the right documentation to prove they are Nooksack, specifically a birth certificate of a great-great-grandmother. I should also note at the time the tribal council was working on changing the rules to make it harder to qualify to be a Nooksack tribal member. Mm. And the other side, the family, or the 306, said the tribal chairman had a personal vendetta against the family. And they also said this was a power move to keep the current tribal leadership in power. So many people in the 306 used to work for the tribe and hold positions on tribal council. And from the numbers that I've seen and conversations I've had with former council members, you can actually rack in six figures a year if you get a role on tribal council. So this is a big deal. And when you kick out a large family, which makes up about 15% of the tribe, there's less competition for those tribal council seats.
So what happened with the disenrollments?
The tribal council started kicking people out around Thanksgiving and Christmas in 2016. Perfect timing, right? People were getting threats to be kicked out of their tribal housing. They couldn't get free medical service anymore. And some people lost out on federal income assistance. And things got so bad that the feds took notice and they said, wait a minute, you can't kick these people out of the tribe because you aren't a legitimate government. Remember, you guys didn't hold that election when half of your seats expired. So because your tribe lacks quorum, you can't sign off on state and federal contracts. And so the tribe was losing out on tens of millions of dollars. The feds end up shutting down their casino and they took over their health services because they said, you're still not providing these services to these 300 people that we say actually weren't legitimately kicked out of the tribe because you're not a legitimate government.
Where do things stand with the tribe right now?
So the federal government and the tribe came to an agreement a few months ago. The tribe agreed to hold elections 2 years late in exchange for gaining back control of tribal services and the casino, and then money started flowing back into the tribe on an interim basis. But then the tribe said, okay, now we have an agreement with the federal government. We can now go back and kick people out of the tribe. At this point, the 306 have lost out on services again, and they were not allowed to vote in the primary election or in this weekend's election.
So we did have this election this past weekend. What were the results?
So Bob Kelly, who was the tribal chairman, is out. He didn't even make it past the primary. We're not quite sure why. So now we have a new tribal chairman. His name is Ross Klein. He'll be the new chairman. He is pro-disenrollment. So is basically everyone on tribal council right now. All the incumbents won their spots, and the two new people that are on tribal council now are also pro-disenrollment. So it looks like disenrollment is here to stay, but the 306 say that they are not done with their fight. I talked to a woman named Deborah Alexander yesterday. She's a part of this family that is being kicked out of the tribe, and here's what she had to say.
It's very hard for me to live in a community where when I open the door, the first thing I see are people that hate my children, my family. And somebody asked me, why do you want to stay somewhere where nobody wants you there? Because this is where my father's from. This was where my great-grandma was from, you know, and that's why I stick it out.
Emily, this has been a story about, you know, internal politics within a tribe and the federal government stepping in. But I'm wondering what you think the bigger issue is that this points to.
Indigenous culture is very much, especially Indigenous culture here in the U.S., Native Americans, it's very much based on kinship, that we're all related. In a lot of tribes, they base something called blood quantum on whether you can be a part of the tribe or not, meaning how much Native American blood you have. And so as a result of generations getting older and people intermarrying with people that are not Native American or not a part of their tribe, your blood quantum will get lower and lower and lower. And as that blood quantum gets lower and lower and lower, if tribes don't change the requirements for what you can or how you can be a part of a tribe, then people won't be able to sign up or become a member. And when you're not a member of a tribe, you're probably not going to attend powwows or traditional ceremonies, and you lose connection to that indigenous culture, and less people will be a part of it, and then the culture itself will start to dwindle.
KUOW's Emily Fox. KUOW did reach out to the Nooksack Tribal Council for the story, but they did not respond to our request for comment. On the Facebook page for the Nooksack 306, a post yesterday says, "These elections change nothing. We still belong, and we aren't going anywhere." I'm Kim Malcolm. It's KUOW.